It's my pleasure to introduce Graham Dudgeon. Graham is the Head of Operations, National Fire Ants Eradication Program. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning.
Graham, tell us a little bit about the fire ants and where did they actually come from?
Fire ants are one of the most invasive pests on the planet. They come from South America, but they've invaded many countries. They've invaded America and spread a large way across the United States of America. They've invaded China, Japan, Taiwan, and the Philippines. We found them in Australia in 2001, but the scientists think that they had been here for 10 years before that. So they had spread quite a long way in southeast Queensland. And since 2001, we've been doing everything we can to eradicate them. They are one of the most invasive pests. So they can go to pretty well most climates that we would have in this country. The scientists estimate that they could go to more than 95% of Australia if we didn't stop them.
Goodness me. What impact can the fire ants have on Australia, Graham?
The fire ants are quite devastating. They're devastating for our environment, so they can sting and may even cause some of our threatened species to become extinct. They have a massive impact on the economy, agriculture, so they can destroy agricultural crops. They can attack electrical equipment and damage machinery. And they even lock up areas of land from being used productively because the fire ants will prevent, for instance, if it's an agricultural property with livestock on it, they can prevent parts of that property from being used because the livestock are at risk from the fire ants.
Dear me. How is the program tracking along with the fire ant eradication?
So the eradication, which has been going since 2001, but we ramped that up in 2017, mm-hmm. is starting in the Western Lockyer Valley and moving east. It's a very large area, so we have to do it a piece at a time. In the western areas where we've been working since 2017, there are very few ants there now. So that is working and we're in there mopping up what's left. In the eastern areas, there's still a lot of ants there. And what we need is people who live or have businesses in those areas to help us with fire ants.
Graham, what measures are in place to prevent the fire ants from spreading further?
So there are two ways that fire ants spread. One is by flight. So they can fly up to 5 kilometres, typically 2 kilometres. Mm-hmm. And the way that we deal with that is we just keep looking for their spread and we'll go and we'll treat those areas out on the edges of the infestation. But where there are dense infestation of fire ants within the middle of the infestation, we have to put in place what are called fire ant zones. Those zones are there to make sure that people put in place risk mitigations to prevent fire ants from being moved by humans. So this human-assisted movement is really fire ants hitching a ride in things like soil or gravel, potted plants, hay, other landscaping materials. And they can be moved long distances by hiding in that material and then being unknowingly moved somewhere else. So there are things that have to be done at the site of origin of that material, or the material itself has to be treated in some way to make sure it doesn't have fire ants.
And Graham, are excavators and nurserymen and women advised of all of this so you keep them up to speed with what's happening?
Yes, so people who have what we call high-risk fire ant carriers, so they produce them and move them. Mm-hmm. We make sure that we advise them. They can look. Anybody can look on our website, fireants.org.au. It tells you all about fire ants, what they look like, how to find them. And if you're in a fire ant zone, what you need to do to make sure that you don't move them or help them to spread. It's also important that people who are in those industries tell other people in those industries that this is a really big thing that we're doing. So we're doing this on behalf of the country, not just southeast Queensland, because these fire ants could move to the whole of the country. So it's important that everybody does their part to know what they need to do and to prevent the spread of fire ants.
Fabulous. Graham, I'm going to thank you very much for advising us of all of the things that can happen with these fire ants. And listeners, that was Graham Dudgeon, and he is the Head of Operations, National Fire Ant Emergency Eradication Program. Thank you very much, Graham, for listening here or talking to us here on 101.5 FM.